Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A few days back, we did a report on plasticulture, using plastic with reasonably low-priced equipment, planters, and irrigation to put in raised beds for fruit and vegetable production. Checking things out at that field day was Jefferson County vegetable producer Kathy Reed.
I think probably the biggest thing for us that we've seen the benefit is in the planting phase, and obviously with the weeds. But our first year, we did everything by hand, and we didn't use the plastic. I actually used burlap and other things. So talk about labor intensive. My poor children, I mean, they used, you know, the rakes and the hoes, and we built the mounds and everything.
Reed operates Maple Morning Farm, a CSA, where she contracts with consumers to provide agreed upon amounts of produce during the season. She was impressed with the mechanized attachments, building the beds and laying down the plastic.
Walking along and planting each individual plant or seed, it just takes a whole lot of time. And with farming, you only have certain open windows, you know, that you can get planted. So that's been the biggest thing for us, is just being able to get things done a little quicker, which obviously saves money, because that's when we hire a lot of people, was in the beginning, you know, when you're trying to get planted. So that helps.
More on building that bottom line in a minute. We'll be right back.
Your grandfather never went to college.
Hardly anybody did.
Neither did your dad.
I always wished I had.
But it's a different world today. To compete, you need a college degree. At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you what to do to prepare, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org, and your family will start following in your footsteps.
You've made us proud.
Way to go, son.
Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Increasing net farm income is the goal of every farmer, and for Kathy Reed of Maple Morning Farm in Jefferson County, the CSA approach works. She says adapting to the needs of her members is critical, and she makes adjustments based on her annual end-of-the-season surveys.
One of the things that I think we do that kind of sets us apart from other CSAs, we grow all the vegetables, and then we source the fruits from another local farmer, and then we source meats from to other local farmers, and we pull everything together and we put together weekly meal plans. So that was one of the complaints we heard in the first year, is, you know, gosh, we love all the vegetables, but we don't know what to do with them. So we put together meal plans and the recipes and a shopping list. So for, you know, families, you've got everything done. All you got to do is come pick it up, and you stop by the store with your shopping list, and that's it. You've got your meals ready for the week.
Learn more online at Maple Morning Farm or KYAGR/CSA. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.